I do this for my culture, 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 culture.
So welcome to For the Culture right here on your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA 88.9 FM and WEAA.org. Absolutely the voice of the community. I'm your host, Faraji Muhammad. Thank you so much for checking in and riding with us tonight, folks. Got a good one for you. A black mom says her daughters were expelled from a Christian school for having different fathers. Wait till you hear the details of this story and why the pastor decided to put out the girls out of this Christian school. Plus, we got to talk about what's happening with the earth. It is Earth Day. We're going to celebrate and talk about the earth and how we can preserve this great planet that we're on. Stay riding with me, folks. Whole lot is coming up on tonight's edition of For the Culture here on WEAA. Now let's check in with NPR.
I do this for my culture, 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 culture. I do this for my culture, culture, culture.
Welcome to For the Culture, right here on your source for cool jazz and more. Right here on your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA 88.9 FM and WEAA.org. Absolutely the voice of the community. I'm your host, Faraji Muhammad. Thank you so much for checking in and riding with me, folks, for another exciting edition of the show. Yes, yes, yes. Happy Monday. Happy Monday. I know that many of you are still kind of... That's what we're doing right now, Dre Day. Monday after Easter weekend. We're just excited. Just no reason. It's just excited. We certainly have some things to certainly talk about tonight, and I'm very, very excited about this conversation, which I know. I absolutely know, folks. This conversation is going to get people to think twice about one thing. Nothing like getting you to think twice after a major religious holiday, like a religious ethics conversation. Religious ethics, yes. Religious ethics conversation. This is what this conversation is going to be about tonight. Because I don't know where we stand on certain things, right? I think that there is a huge situation within all faith institutions, whether you're talking about church, whether you're talking about the synagogue, whether you're talking about the mosque. There is this thing about ethics, religious ethics, and, you know, the interpretation of the word, and more importantly, how do you apply the word to the everyday lives of individuals? How do you do that in such a way that it doesn't turn them off or make them feel isolated or make them feel less of a person or just make them feel bad? How do you apply the word? Because the word can contain some hard truths, whether you're talking about Bible or Holy Quran or talking about whether you're talking about the Old Testament. Doesn't matter. How do you make sure that when you teach that word, that it is applied in such a way that people do not get turned off, people do not feel attacked, people do not feel like they are not seen as valuable believers. I wanna just throw that out there. I wanna just throw that out there as we start the conversation. I gotta say this though. I know this conversation is going to touch on some sensitive places, because our belief system is very, very near and dear to ours, to our hearts, right? What we believe is a big thing. You know, I don't like to, you know, when I was younger, I have to admit this, I would like to go back and forth with people about what they believe and things like that on some degree. And I'm like, oh, man. But as I've matured, I've learned you can't do that. You can't do that. You know what I'm saying? That, especially when it comes to the Word of God, because everybody has their own interpretation of a situation, right? But the big thing is that person redeemed? Are they reformed? Are they able to make a change in their life for the good, for the better, for the positive, right? I don't go back and forth with people on religious issues. You know what I mean? Unless it's just something that's just totally wrong about a particular tenet. But when it comes to religion and how you interpret that word, how you interpret what's being shared, I don't like to go back and forth, right? But here's why I'm saying this, folks. This is the situation. A black mom says her daughters were expelled from a Christian school for having different fathers. I'm going to say that again. This is the conversation we're going to have tonight. A black mother who has two daughters, Samara and Samaya, who are in the second grade and fourth grade, respectively, had been attending the Chapel Hill Christian School in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio, for years, and have even won awards for their academic achievements, right? Their mother, Miss Summer Grant, says that recently her daughters were kicked out of the school, Chapel Hill Christian School, because her children were born out of wedlock. Now, this decision was made by Pastor John Wilson, who runs the church there in Cuyahoga Falls, and who is responsible for that school. And this is a private Christian school in Ohio. But Pastor John Wilson said he stands by his decision. And this was made known that this was one of the big motives for Miss Summer Grant to have her daughters kicked out. She said, he being Pastor John Wilson, said it was many reasons that her daughters were kicked out. But the main one was because I was not married and my children had different fathers. Mm. Now, she also had a recording that she used, because I think she's going to more likely take this into some legal space. But she has a recording of the pastor. And on that recording, you can hear Pastor John Wilson saying, quote, "There's 10 commandments and committing adultery is not part of that." He reportedly made these statements in this recording back on April the 12th. "It's not that they should not go to the school. It's that they can't go to the school." Now, Pastor Wilson released a statement because Ms. Summer Grant did an interview and claimed that the recording did not show the full context of the conversation and described his decision as protecting other students' physical, emotional, and spiritual safety. According to the statement that Pastor John Wilson put out, he said, quote, "Parents sign a written agreement to conduct themselves in accordance with expressed written guidelines." He said, "Unfortunately, portions of an audio recording were presented which expressed only a small portion of the administration's and Board of Education's concerns. While we believe it would be wrong to make public the particular circumstances that led to this separation out of concern for the privacy of the family, we also felt that dismissal was necessary in order to protect the safety of our school children and their families. The physical, emotional, and spiritual safety of our students is a top priority. Now, according to Pastor Grant, this was not the first time she butted heads with the school. Summer Wilson approached her at a conference in July, wondering why her kids had three different fathers. She also claimed Wilson went on to give recommendations on how she could improve her life. Most recently, Summer Grant described how her daughters were the victims of a misunderstanding with a bus driver that left one of them in tears a week prior to their dismissal. And though the police were called, when Summer Grant confronted the driver, no charges were filed. But Grant says she was told that the confrontation had little to do with Wilson's decisions. Regardless of what has been said about her, Summer Grant says she was most concerned with her daughter's future as their education was interrupted with just 30 days left in the school year. How do you take that? I want to open up the phone lines on this, folks. 410-319-8888. I want to hear your thoughts about this. Was the pastor in the right or in the wrong for dismissing these two girls from the school because her mother had two different fathers? How do you feel about that? There's an ongoing conversation, I think, publicly and privately, that when pastors and ministers really, go hard on the Bible or on the law according to the holy books and to the books, that there can be some real issues with that. People get really upset. So is this pastor, do you think that this is just kind of like nitpicking? Or is this a situation where the pastor is seeing, hey, enough is enough? I'm seeing this trend of mothers who are unwed, who don't have, who have different fathers for their children. We need to figure out a way to handle this. How do you feel about this? How would you handle this? 410-319-8888. And if you come from a church or a religious institution who's pastor roles like this, and you agree with this type of this methodology of trying to get the community back on track, I want to hear from you as well. I really want to hear from everybody. Whether you're Christian or Muslim, we're going to be respectful. But at the end of the day, there is a huge divide, I think, that is currently happening, especially with the next generation, where you have 20-year-olds and 30-year-olds who have different fathers or different mothers of their children. Is this something that the church and the faith institutions are ready for to deal with? I want to hear from my first-time callers, too. 410-319-8888, 410-319-8888. Also, I'm broadcasting on Instagram right now. Post your comments, share your thoughts about this situation, and let me know what you think. As a black mother said, her daughters were expelled from Christian school, a private Christian school, for having different fathers. Stay riding with me, folks. We're going to get your comments and a whole lot more as we get into this conversation right here on For the Culture. Here on your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA 88.9 FM and WEAA.org. Absolutely the voice of the community. We'll be right back. Peace. Welcome back to For the Culture right here on your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA 88.9 FM and WEAA.org. Absolutely the voice of the community. I'm your host, Faraji Muhammad. Thank you so much for checking in and riding with me this evening, folks. We're talking about how a black mom says that her daughters were expelled from a Christian private school for having different fathers. Summer Grant is saying that she cannot believe that her daughters were expelled, who are both in the second and fourth grades, respectively. They've been attending Chapel Hill Christian School in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio, for years, won awards for their academic achievements. But Pastor John Wilson made the decision that enough was enough, and that because the girls had different fathers, as one of the main reasons why he decided to tell them that they needed to go and get their education somewhere else. What's your take on this, folks? 410-319-8888. The bigger question is that when pastors and churches and any faith institution starts to crack down, quote unquote, I'm going to use that language, but when they start to kind of go a little bit more aggressively on applying the law in some way, shape, or form, especially when you're talking about personal matters such as those things, there's some real consequences to that. I want to get your thoughts on that. 410-319-8888. All right, let's go to Troy, kicking us off from Glen Burnie. Troy, what's your take on this?
How you doing, sir?
I'm fine, Troy. How are you?
You know what? This is why I believe in God. I just don't subscribe to it.
Okay.
Because I believe what you said with these little girls, they got put out of school for having different fathers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, if I remember correctly, the little bit my grandmother taught me, James is Jesus' brother. James has a different father than Jesus, right?
Yeah, I mean, if it's right, Jesus' brother,
right.
Yeah.
And hey, Mary wasn't wed, right?
Huh?
Mary wasn't wed when she had Jesus, right?
Yeah.
I mean, she didn't marry God, as far as I know. Right? So, I don't see how you're going to say, okay, you two have different fathers, and your mom is having, you know, your mom wasn't married, but in the Bible, you got the same things going on. Because, see, these are the, and of course I'm being kind of provoking, honestly.
Right.
But, you know, these are the things that turn a lot of people off that are soul searching for things.
Right. And so, but what about the Ten Commandments?
Well, that's all in somebody's interpretation, brother. I mean,
okay.
Everything, every belief interpretation, just like, okay, a very simple thing. You know the difference between honesty and truth? You know, truth will always have a chaser, because you know how they always say that your truth is my truth, then it's the truth?
Absolutely.
Honesty is the truth. There is no chaser.
I see what you're saying. Well, you're essentially talking about the pure truth. You know,
yeah.
you're talking about regardless of the circumstances, 2 + 2 is going to be 4, regardless whether it's night or day.
Right,
it's going to be that.
Because here's the pure truth, right?
Yeah.
There's no perfect being that walks this earth, and the only perfect people are dead people, because they can make no more mistakes. Right.
Okay.
They're the only perfect people, and people have got at me because they say, well, I'm an atheist. I'm not no atheist. I just explained to you that I believe in God. I don't believe in you know.
Right.
And then, at the same time, I actually make things simple, and this will be my last comment. I make it very simple. Everybody has a father. You know? I can't tell you how to love your father. Don't tell me how to love mine.
There it is.
Which is God I'm talking about.
Right.
Now,
absolutely.
Okay?
Absolutely.
All right, brother,
Troy.
You have a good day.
Hey, appreciate you for kicking us off tonight, Troy. Thank you so much. Let's go to Derek in Baltimore. Derek, what's your take on this?
Hey, brother, how you doing? Can you hear me all right?
Yes, sir, I can.
All right, cool. I don't even know where to start with this. Okay, I was raised a Christian in church, and you asked a question about what the pastor was, what he right or wrong. The pastor most definitely was wrong. I think people need to understand that religion, God did not create religion. Religion is man-made. I don't care who you worship, how you worship. We made that. God did not crack the sky and say, okay, I need the Baptists over here and the Catholics or whatever. He didn't do that. We did that through history or whatever.
Yeah.
the problem that I have with this situation is that the so-called Christians who want to serve the public but want to discriminate against people, they ain't no better than white folk who don't want to serve us or for whatever reason, whether you're gay or you whatever. You know what I'm saying? I could put all of them in the same light. Now, I understand that there are certain standards in the Christian world and in the Muslim world. I get that.
Yep.
This is not the issue. The issue is you want to put a woman out, her children out, as long as those children are doing what they're supposed to do, following the curriculum of the school, and mom is paying that tuition, it ain't none of your business. That's it.
But here's the thing. I'm not even going to use the term devil's advocate. I hate that term. But I want us to look at the other side of the coin. The other side of the coin is that it is a Christian school. So there are Christian tenets. There are Christian principles and values, right? And so what about those who subscribe to that? They say, look, this is part of the expression of Christianity. Because there's a thin line. You could say, okay, well, some people are, you know, you can't be so hard. But at the same time, was how much did Jesus compromise and others on certain things? So isn't there a balancing act that people, like, there's that fine line that I think both pastors and believer have to walk in this day and time, especially when you're talking about such a personal matter as that. And look, let's be honest. Don't we talk about that? If a woman has three or four children, three different baby fathers, trust me, I know the hood talks about, oh, something is really wrong. What's going on with her?
That's true. But if Jesus was still, for those who believe, this is just my opinion, brother. I'm not a Bible scholar.
I got you. Hey, we just talked.
If Jesus was still walking this earth.
Yeah.
He would not be judging that woman because she got five children from five different men. He just wouldn't.
Okay.
He wouldn't be, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
We have no right. In the Bible, it says judge ye not, period. Don't say, unless she got five children, unless he a crackhead, unless he get, no. The Bible just says judge ye not. Now, yes, I mean, there are some things that people believe that you should not do. They consider it a sin. But here's the problem with that. Now this pastor may consider this woman a sinner because she, you know, had children from different men. But I'm quite sure some other parents or students in that school that maybe they're coming in and their hair ain't covered, or their skirt too short, or their pants too tight. I mean,
that is a slippery slope. Hey, Derek, I appreciate it. We're just having a conversation. I just want us to get in, just to have a conversation. Look, folks, I got to take a quick pause. When we come back, more of what we're going to be talking about, a black mom saying her daughters were expelled from a private Christian school for having different fathers. Is the church and the administration and the pastors at wrong, or is the mother, should she kind of get her life together? I want to get your thoughts on this. When we come back, we'll continue to take more of your calls, more of your comments. Stay rotten with me. It's a whole lot coming up in the second 30 of For the Culture, right here on your source for cool jazz and more. WEAA 88.9 FM and WEAA.org. Absolutely the voice of the community. We'll be right back. Stay right.
Do this for my culture, 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 culture.
Peace and welcome back to For the Culture, right here on your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA 88.9 FM and WEAA.org. Absolutely the voice of the community. I'm your host, Faraji Muhammad. Oh, man. Oh, my goodness. Folks, y'all are just jumping on this joint already. You know what? Because I knew. This is one of those things that I think that we have to be very, very real about. We have to be real about. Here's the situation again for those who are just tuning in. A black mom by the name of Summer Grant says that her daughters, Samaria and Samaya, who are in the second and fourth grades respectively, They attend Chapel Hill Christian School in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. They've been attending the school for years, won award for academic achievements. They have been recently kicked out of the private Christian school because the administrative pastor said their mom gave birth to the children out of wedlock. Now, Pastor John Wilson said he expelled the girls because he believed she was living in sin. According to a conversation that the girl's mother, Summer Grant, said she recorded, he said it was many reasons, and the main one was because I was not married and my children had different fathers. She recorded the conversation. In the recording, the pastor said these words: there's 10 commandments, and committing adultery is not part of that. It's not that they should not go to the school, it's that they can't go to the school. But he also stated in a written statement after Ms. Summer Grant gave an interview that parents sign a written agreement to conduct themselves in accordance with express written guidelines. I'm telling you. Now, he said that while we believe it would be wrong to make public the particular circumstances that led to the separation out of concern for the privacy of the family, we also felt that dismissal was necessary in order to protect the safety of our school children and their families. The physical, emotional, and spiritual safety of our students is a top priority. Now, this pastor has also approached Ms. Summer Grant back in July of last year when they were at a conference, and he was wondering why her kids had different fathers at the conference. He asked her about that. She also claimed that the pastor went on to give recommendations on how she could improve her life. What are your thoughts? I'm blown away. I'm like, wow. But let me say this, though. And I was saying this to Derek, our last caller. When we see, and we got to be honest, folks, as much as I know many of you probably going to feel like, oh, this pastor was out of line. As the community, how many times do we make judgments on each other? As a community, how many times do we make judgments on each other, right? Whether it's about the sister that has three or four different baby fathers, or, you know, the way somebody dressed. I mean, we can be a very, very judgmental community. So when the church starts to, or any faith institution starts to clamp down on that, and they're saying, the church obviously is saying, like, look, this is not about anything personal. This is about living a certain way. But don't we make judgments within the community? Do we not expect the church to have a certain standard for how we should live? I mean, isn't that the basis of church and mosque and synagogue? Won't we go there to find some order? Isn't that the basis? Just throwing it out there. Definitely throwing it out there. 410-319-8888. We're going to get into the conversation. Let me share with you what some of my folks on my Facebook page have been saying. Daryl said, technically, Jesus had a different father from his siblings. All right, Daryl. Everybody wants to throw Jesus in that same place? Okay, that's fine. Irene checked in and said, real Christians do not judge. That's true. But we all know religious people can be some judgy people. I know I'm about to lose some listeners today, but look, let's keep it 100, folks. We all know. Woo, we all know. Religious folk can be some very, very judgmental people, unfortunately. Selena checked in. Is this pastor also administering adultery quizzes and tests for all the parents of the school students? Funny thing is, it's often the quote-unquote judge who was doing the most grimy stuff himself. Okay. Naja said, that school is crap. Wow. All right. She also said, exactly, the devil is a lie, and sometimes that devil's in the Lord's house. So this is interesting. Interesting. But this is a pastor, though. What do we expect anything different from a pastor? If the pastor was okay with certain behavior, would you not question that pastor? Say the church say amen. All right, let's go. Let's go back to the phone lines. 410-319-8888. Let's go to Donna in Baltimore. Donna, what's your take? Donna?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, interesting topic. Well, the Catholic Church actually does it too. I mean, if you divorce, you cannot get divorced in the Catholic Church, you have to have an annulment. And if you do divorce under our regular divorce laws, and then you remarry as in the Catholic Church, they don't recognize that, and you have to go through all kinds of stuff and the whatever like that. So a lot of the evangelical Christians, a lot of these churches do have these policies in place.
Yeah.
Also, some of your private schools that are non-religious, they also practice some of the same things too. They don't tell you. But I've had friends who have adopted children, single friends, and I have friends who did not adopt and had children naturally, and they went to these very elite private schools,
okay,
non-Christian, and they were not selected. And they questioned, I wonder if it's because I'm single, you know, by myself. So, and when you deal with Christian or non-Christian private schools, they can set their own rules. And they can do whatever they want, and they're protected under some of the discrimination laws. So, I think the mother would have had to look at more in depth about those rules, because some of those rules have been replaced. And then in reference to the mother, the congregation and the children, you don't know what the parents and them felt. They felt that though she was a threat, her and her daughters were a threat to their church. So this was not just the pastor's decision. This was the board of trustees. This is a whole group of them made that decision.
But really quickly, Donna, I want to get your take on this. Is this an issue about judgment, or is the church or any faith, in this case the church, doesn't the church have a justifiable right to?
Yes, they do. They have a right under their own policies within their church to set the rules.
Yeah.
And the churches are protected with that. My final point is, in our community, in the African American community, if back in the olden days, with a young black woman, young girl got pregnant, you know, they would hide her and send her up to say that she was, you know, whatever, and then bring her back, and the mom had another child, and it was a sin. It was looked down on. Today, women who choose, and I say women who choose, not by accident. You know, they got pregnant by accident, you know, which really shouldn't be happening today because we have better birth control. But women we have a group of African-American women who choose to have children, get pregnant and have children without the father. They want to have a family and they don't need the father. And that group is what is causing a big rift between black men and black women. When women make the choice to have a child with their body, they make choice with their own body. Mm-hmm. Without the consent of the black male, then you start running into all these problems where now these women, I've made the decision, I'm sent, and I make a lot of money, and I don't need the man, and then they go and put him in private school, or treat it as if nothing happens. And my final point is women who make these choices to have children, not by accident, because that's a whole different story. They have to take in consideration how, when they have multiple kids by different fathers, how that looks, how that affects the children. Because down the road, it will, especially if these children are in environments where all their environment is made up of married people with children, you know, children who are in married two-parent homes. When you're in a community where it's the same thing,
yeah,
no one frowns on it. But when you're in a community where it's mostly marriage and not single parenthood, That will affect the children in one way or another.
Gotcha.
Not all the time, but in some times. And I think that when black women make this choice, they have to look at the side effects and repercussions of how it's going to affect the children, especially if they have more than one child by different fathers. So
Donna,
that's all
thank
I
you. Hey, I appreciate that. You bring up some valid, valid points. Thank you for checking in. Let's go to a new call of Yvonne out of Lanham, Maryland. Yvonne, thank you for your patience. What's your take on this?
I'm it's crazy. I'm just wondering if I'm in a real world here with this conversation, because I don't understand. This woman doesn't have any position with the church, with the school. Like, obviously there's something in her that she wants to have this Christian values, and she wants to have it imparted into her children. So it has to be something in this woman. Like, I don't understand why she had to be terminated. The children had to be terminated from the school. She doesn't have a position at the school.
Yeah.
She's paying for her kids to get the Christian education. If there's something lacking in the lady's life, and the pastor feels like there's something lacking in the lady's life, I feel that his approach is not going to bring her closer to Christ.
So you think if you want to draw somebody closer to Christ,
you need to show them the love of Christ. You know, the Lord went to a woman who had five husbands, and he ministered to her.
Gotcha. So you think the church overstepped their bounds?
They overstepped their bounds because they shouldn't have anything to do with what this lady is doing with her life. This can be a drawing tool to get the woman and her children and the husband, father, or whomever they are, into the church.
But here's the thing.
If you have the right spirit.
I just want to throw this out there. Isn't the role and the purpose of the church and any faith institution to reform the personal life of the believer?
How do you know that you're not reforming the lady's life? You kicked her out before you can see the change. Like, you gotta give a thing a time to grow, because all we can do is plant and water. It's God that gives
gotcha.
Increase.
Okay.
If you get rid of the lady, now where's she gonna get the word from?
Gotcha.
So
if
she sends her children to public school and they just totally out of the mix, they're not gonna be getting anything now. At where they were, at least they was getting enough word the children could have ministered to the mom if she was out of place.
Yeah.
You don't know who God was going to use, but y'all done kicked them out, and now they're outside.
Yeah.
Like, how could you leave somebody outside? Like, if you are wrong, if you're living wrong, if you're doing something wrong, the place you ought to be is in the church.
Gotcha.
Because that's
where you're going
to be getting it correct.
I hear you. That's a valid point, Yvonne. I got to let you go, but that's a valid point. I'm just trying to give us to look at both sides of this thing. Let's go to Leo, Bolton Hill. Leo, what's your take? And thank you, Yvonne, for checking in as one of our new callers. Leo, what's your take?
Brother Faraji Muhammad.
Yes, sir.
Well, children born out of wedlock should not and must not be discriminated against or abused in any way. They should not be used as pawns in this instance. Children are already, these children, I believe you said, were already cited for their distinguished academic achievement.
Right.
Am I correct?
Yes, sir.
So they're already in school. They've performed in an outstanding way. And the pastor, in contravention of his authority, he's not showing love, compassion, redemption, or forgiveness. He's punitively targeting the children on behalf of some unknown God. The God I serve says that we all fall short of the glory of God. I happen to be a Baptist, and I believe that, yes, people are adulterers, but do you take their actions out on the children, or are you going to put your arms around the children and focus on redemption and saving us collectively and individually as people?
Gotcha.
I think the pastor was totally out of line. And, you know, I don't know whether you call him a religious zealot or just a jackass.
I don't know
what you call this pastor, but he's wrong, and he's never been more wrong.
Leo, thank you so much for checking in. Let's go to Miss Linda. Gwen Oak, Miss Linda, check it in. What's your take on this, Miss Linda?
First of all, I want to say amen to the last, you know, couple callers. And I want to say that when God is in the building, that man is not a man of God. Number one, God loves everybody. He forgives. He loves the sinner, but he hates the sin. But that pastor and nobody else knows the circumstances that this woman had children that had different fathers. She may have thought that, you know, every relationship that she got into was going to be her husband, was the right man, that she was going to have a life with and have, you know, maybe many children. But, you know, all saying, you know, Brother Faraji,
mm-hmm.
he was definitely wrong.
Okay.
God is not in it, because God loves everybody and he forgives. God forgives us for our sins. And he is, you know, will, you know, strengthen you. And if anything, if this pastor was truly a man of God, he would have been ministering and you know, to this mother.
Well, that's what she tried to say. I mean, and that's one of the things, Ms. Linda, that happened when they met over the summer. Excuse me. When the pastor asked her why do you have so many different fathers for your children?
Mm-hmm.
You know, okay. And you know what? And of course, we weren't there. So I'm assuming okay. that was a way for him to try to figure out what's really going on with you.
Okay. Well, let me.
You know what I'm saying? And so, and I'm just throwing it out. It's right. We should not judge. But at the same time, when you go to any house of faith, don't we have to abide by the standards and the laws and the guidelines and the tenets of that particular house of faith? Like every church, they go by the Bible. They should, right? The mosque goes by the tenets of the Holy Quran. I mean, you have these houses of worship. So if a person wants to be a part of that particular group of people, they know from the very beginning that they have to live a life that's in accordance with that group of people. Isn't that not the case?
Well, first of all, there is scripture. God says that there is now, therefore, no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus.
Okay.
God himself is the one who will who judges, and he forgives us. And he also strengthen and bring change to your life, no matter who you are. Look, my Heavenly Father takes you from the pit to the palace. He'll take you from the gutmost to the utmost. But he will.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Miss Linda, I got to let you go. It sounds like we were having some technical difficulties, but I hear you loud and clear. Let's go to Dwayne. Dwayne checking in. What's your take on this, Dwayne?
Man, thanks for letting the brother ride today.
Absolutely.
Karaji, you know, it's funny to me that all the problems of the world are caused by human beings. Why is that? Every problem of the world is caused by human beings. Mm. Okay? And many of those problems, when you trace them back to their root causes, why do they have to do with religion and Christianity and whatever religion you can think of? All the oppression in the world, the oppression of people, the oppression of people's right to be human, why do so many of those trails lead back to religion?
Right.
And the practice of? In this instance that you're describing, we have a person who claims to be a man of God, who obviously forgot the most important commandment, which said, if to my memory, from the Christian school, from the private religious Christian school that I went to in college, is to love thy neighbor as you love thyself. Now, would he have expelled his relative who had two children in the school who had different fathers?
Good question.
Probably not. Mm. Probably not. Because it's funny how when we are familiar with people, how we will extend them the love we won't extend to other human beings that we're not that familiar with. But it still goes back to the point that all the problems of the world are caused by human beings.
Gotcha.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes,
like,
sir.
And this is a perfect instance of that. And it's not. And you never said, is this a white Christian school or a black Christian school?
It's you know what? It didn't say. It did not say whether it did not say. So I just know the mother is black. The mother is black.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm just going to assume that it's probably not a black Christian school. And if not, I don't know for sure, but if not, then of course, then the young lady is also suffering from the black tax as well, because we all know, especially if you're black, that you are held to a different standard in situations than other people may be held. And so that factors into it as well, if it was indeed a white school that's imposing this ridiculousness on these kids who are serving in this school and who've been serving, as Leo said, with distinction in the school.
Gotcha.
Now, I don't think you gave enough information as to why they expelled the mother. So I think we're kind of just going off of what you
Based upon the report, it was saying that According to Summer Grant, the mother, she said it was many reasons, and the main one was because I was not married and my children had different fathers.
Yeah, but those many reasons that she may not bring up may be pivotal, you know, to, you yes. know, what people may think about the situation. But just based on what you gave us,
yes, sir.
You know, that's why it doesn't matter to
that's
me.
Why, what, that's why I'm expanding it, because, Dwayne, you know, we can have this conversation about judgment. But again, okay, if we take the context out of the church, because I think, of course, we all have these type of connotations when you say church, when you say religion, when you say God, it creates all of these other connotations. But let's look at the community. The community that we live in can be full of judgment. The community that we live in and the people that live amongst us in the community can be very, very judgmental. They can make us feel less than. You know what I'm saying? And this is not a conversation to beat up on the church as much as it is a conversation about reflecting on how we are as people.
Well, it's also a conversation for us to also beat up on the church and to beat up on its funneling of this darkness into the lives of human beings and creating the many challenges
that we see across the entire globe. That's certainly your view. And Dwayne, I gotta let you go, but that's.
Let me say one more thing. Listen, and I just and I mean this, and I hope that everyone listens to this. Listen, the problem that we have here is that we have a lot of different cups, okay? And we can call these cups religion, okay? But in any cup, that's not what life is. Life is the water inside the cup. You understand what I'm saying?
Good point. All right. I gotta let you go. But I think that's a good point. Let's go to Apache, St. Mary's County. Apache, what's your take on it, sir?
Assalamu alaikum, brother. How you doing?
Walaikum salam. I'm good. How are you?
Good. You know, I'm listening to the show, you know, and I appreciate all the Christians calling up. You know, I can tell you from my standpoint of, you know, being a Muslim in America, you know, surrounded by Christians, I've experienced more discrimination from African-American Christians against me than anybody else. You know, they're extremely harsh when it comes down to their religion, almost to the level of, like, equal human being, you know, once you find out that you're a Muslim. And I'm just saying that on my personal experience, you know, and a challenge to all of the Christian, you know, listeners to maybe advocate, you know, your religion or, you know, in a more better way. You know, because that's my personal experience. I'm being honest with that. But I wanted to say specifically, though, you know, and again, I'm not a Christian, but, you know, when you said that the pastor said that the adultery is not one of the commandments, you quoted that, right? Am I mistaken?
That's right. There's 10 commandments, and committing adultery is not part of that, according to the pastor.
Okay, yeah. All right, so the commandment actually says that not commit adultery. So commandments say don't commit adultery. But then another thing, technically, isn't adultery, you know, one of the people have to be married. You know, you're having a relationship with someone, either you're married and that person is not, or, you know, the person is not married and you know, you're introducing yourself into that, you know. So I don't know what the woman's background is, you know, if she was married before or she was, you know, the children of married men.
Yeah.
You know, it kind of threw me off. I think we need a little more.
I appreciate that. Apache, gotta let you go real quick as we take our next break. Wale checked in on my Facebook page and said, look, the Christian school has every right to decide who stays and who goes. It is a private institution which follows the tenets of what is scripture sound. The Bible is what the Bible is, which is a hard pill for some people to swallow, except for those of us in Christ who have one father for one child. That woman needs to get her life together. One father, okay, it happens. But two fathers? Let's continue the conversation on the other side because I think there's some more there that I think we need to kind of uncover. This is bigger than just the church. I want us to look at what this sentiment. I want us to stick. I kind of want to key on this piece of judgment. I want to key on this piece of what we deem as right versus what we deem as wrong, right? I mean, that's, some people say that's relative, right? And what do we expect from any faith institution if it's not to help us in our personal life? You don't go to the church to start a business. Your business comes out of the church, but that's not your intention. So do we have realistic expectations of what the role of the church is, the role of the mosque is, the role of any faith institution is? Do we have realistic expectations? Look, when we get back, more of what you got to say. Monica from West Baltimore, Terrell, Gerald, Clay, and Karen from Baltimore. I want to hear your thoughts. Black mom says daughters were expelled from Christian school for having different fathers. What's your take? 410-319-8888. 410-319-8888. Stay rod with me, folks. A whole lot is coming up in the second hour of For the Culture right here on your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA 88.9 FM and WEAA.org. Absolutely the voice of the community. We'll be right back.